Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A 61-year-old actor you've been watching on television for decades has died.
Chicago-born actor Andre Brower had his breakthrough role in the 1989 movie Glory and appeared in the TV comedy Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Martin Ormancup, he was a great partner. Smart, loyal, homophobic, but not racist. In those days, that was pretty good.
Brower's publicist says the actor died after a short illness. Andre Brower won 2 Emmys and was nominated 11 times. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Israel continues its relentless attacks on Hamas targets in Gaza, says CBS's Ramio Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
In Rafah, different generations are mourning the loss of their families' futures after intense Israeli strikes killed at least 20 people, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The Israeli military is consolidating control in the north, demolishing a UN school allegedly used by Hamas in Beit Hanun. Israeli soldiers cheering.
President Biden, however, says the Israeli government is beginning to lose support around the world and needs to make changes. And the UN General Assembly on Tuesday voted overwhelmingly to demand a ceasefire in Gaza. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Washington asking President Biden and congressional Republicans for more military aid. He says the talks went well.
Today's discussions in the White House and in Congress across both parties and both chambers with a speaker, we are very productive, and I thank you for the bipartisan support.
Republicans, however, say they won't approve more aid until President Biden presents a plan for strengthening the southern border. After a series of recalls over the past year, the FDA has now released a new warning about eye drops, says CBS's Alexander Tin on the Health Watch.
The agency now says it is out with new red flags it says Americans should heed when picking eye drops. The FDA says that any eye drops labeled as homeopathic or that are being marketed to treat serious conditions like glaucoma or cataracts over the counter are being illegally sold and should not be purchased.
Is the UN climate conference in Dubai ending in failure? CBS's Ben Tracy.
You're hearing increasingly people complaining that this process is broken because you need all 198 countries to agree on basically every word of the language of this agreement, that it's very hard to get any aggressive action that really meets the moment that we're in.
Inspectors have discovered a critical structural failure in one of the busiest bridges in Rhode Island. They've now closed its westbound side in Providence to begin a months-long repair job. The Washington Bridge, built in the 1960s, carries Interstate 195 over the Seekonk River from Providence to East Providence, serving as a key gateway to the city. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin's Board of Regents is going for a do-over on a vote to unfreeze money for pay raises and building new buildings. They had rejected a deal between System President Jay Rothman and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Saturday. The Board of Regents will meet again Wednesday to vote on the same deal. In exchange for the money, the system would repurpose over 40 positions related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Republican leaders on Tuesday said that the 4 unconfirmed regents could see their jobs on the line regardless of how they voted on Saturday. Governor Evers is encouraged by the possibility of more Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The state is getting $2 million from Washington to study increasing passenger train opportunities from the Twin Cities to Chicago up to the Fox Valley. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers never really had it going on offense, losing 24-22 to the Giants in New York. The Pack were 6-point favorites heading into the game. Packers defensive back Carrington Valentine.
I didn't even know he was favorites, honestly. I don't focus on that. I mean, I just go in and give every opponent the respect.
Valentine recovered a rare fumble by the Giants running back Saquon Barkley. The Giants managed to get into field goal territory and were good from 37 as time expired. In the NBA, the Bucks went into overtime with the Bulls, but managed a 133-129 win at home over Chicago. Giannis scored 32 points.
We're just getting good shots. I think we were able to get to our spots, execute. Rod was aggressive. Brooke was aggressive. Dame was aggressive. And we're just able to execute.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 21. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 36, lows around 25 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. UK.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Oh, well, it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, coming to you live from our beautiful studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you for joining us today. Very excited. Calvin is on the board. Greg Bach is with me. And also in studio, our regular recombobulation area guest, Dan Schaefer, is live with us. How nice to see you in the studio. You haven't been out here in a long time.
It's been a little while since I was back here at my old stomping grounds.
That's right.
In downtown Waukesha. Always great to be back. Great to see you, Jane and Greg.
Dan is going to stay with us through the whole show. I'm very excited about that.
And then afterwards, we're going to hang out downtown by the Five Points, maybe hit up a coffee shop or two, because, you know, it's downtown Waukesha.
It is downtown Waukesha, and it is Greg Bach's birthday.
Oh, it is.
It
indeed.
Is. Yes, it is. Happy, happy.
And, happy birthday, Greg.
Thank you very much. And as Jane said, he got a brownie. He's fine.
I got him a birthday brownie this morning.
It's super delicious.
Yeah, it was super delicious from Mountaintop Coffee.
Yeah.
Right in downtown beautiful Waukesha.
Exactly.
Okay. All kinds of things are going to be coming up on the show today. Packers, unfortunately, lost last night. We'll get to that in a little bit. Next hour, we're going to talk about the 24 best Christmas gifts that will last forever or extremely closely. I question some of these picks.
And of course you do.
I know. And I think others will join as well. That's coming up at 11:33. Right now, though, we are going to start with Bob Spindell on the Wisconsin Elections Commission and the whole fake electors scheme. And yesterday, Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux said that his appointee Spindell and the other fake electors had used a failed legal strategy and not a sinister plot to overturn the election. And for that reason, Lemieux says he will not pull Spindell off of the nonpartisan Elections Commission.
See, the problem with what Lemieux is saying there, of course, is that now that there has been this settlement that was announced last week in the suit against these fake electors, they have admitted now through the court settlement there that they tried to overturn the election.
Yes.
They admitted that they were wrong in their attempts to overturn the election. So I think that should really dial up the pressure on Lemieux, on Spindell, to remove him. And I think it is a smart move by Sarah Godlewski,
Secretary of State.
Obviously, Secretary of State has pretty limited duties in the state of Wisconsin, does not oversee elections the way Secretary of State does in many other states, but still one of the jobs of the Secretary of State is to certify the election results. And so I think it is important that she is calling on that as well. And then I saw a couple legislative Democrats from the Elections Committee, Jeff Smith and Mark Spreitzer, also called on Spindell to be removed. Number of outside groups, organizations, and things like that. It seems like the pressure is ramping up on Spindell.
But I don't think it's going to be enough, unfortunately. It's just like, no, we're not going to remove him. No, We're not gonna do it, and you can't make me.
Yeah, he's not gonna step down because he doesn't need to at this point. And LeMahieu's gonna do nothing because that's what they get to do. They just get to do nothing. They get to say, "Nah, we're fine. You guys want to hang out? We've got pizza." You know, that's just the way they operate now. They're like, "We don't have to do it," and then they get to walk away with. And that's what we were talking about the other day. Is like all these, whether they're the top election fraud people, your Sidney Powells, or these individuals here, they all get to just walk away. They tried to overturn an election, and they get to basically walk away with very little consequence. Jail time. I mean, I don't mean to sound all old Western, but these were hangable offenses back in the day. You committed treason against your country. The people are going to come after you. And now it's just like, you can pay some money, and then just it's
well, okay. And they're not even getting fined.
Right. But I think it is significant that they did have to
admit
that what they did was wrong. And I think that was part of the agreement, but of course, there's more too, and I think there was a report, maybe even as early as this morning, from saying that you know Josh Call is looking into this,
yeah.
And so like that was part of it, and the investigation continues. So I think you know, yeah, there's been so many pieces and think pieces and all that looking ahead at what's going to mean for 2024. We got to get the fundamentals right before we get into this election cycle.
Yes, we do.
Now, obviously, we have a spring election coming up, but with a year to go. Until the fall election, you know, Republicans are talking about like getting rid of the Wisconsin Elections Commission and all these ridiculous things that we know is going nowhere and just performative, and Evers is going to veto. But at the same time, the levers of power that they do have control over, and one of them is an appointment to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Spindell has very much been on an island in a lot of these, and just to kind of satisfy the whims of the far right that wants to, you know, overturn the election and buys into all these crazy Trump conspiracy theories, he has to be removed before the 2024 election. It's ridiculous. And I think, you know, LeMahieu has, I think, in certain instances, tried to position himself as a little bit closer to the center from maybe Robin Voss
just
and some of the others.
Just in the last month or two.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it, like the university's issue was a big one, and he's opposed to, you know, withholding these raises for university employees and is in support of the UW engineering building and things like that. I think he even said in an interview, he supports Nikki Haley for president. Okay, fine. But your job includes an appointment to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And one of those appointments that he made is somebody who tried to overturn the election and now has been court ordered essentially to admit as such. So it's pretty ridiculous.
Who still though gets to serve and be a part of that world. That's another thing. Like at the very least be like, you don't get to do this anymore. Go get a job somewhere else. But don't worry, the Republicans, the GOP leaders have it under control. They will crush the WEC. They'll rework it all and they'll make it so the Secretary of State sort of runs the elections, but they'll be the ones in charge eventually, essentially.
Should Bob Spindell be removed from the Wisconsin Elections Commission? 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave a message there as well. 844-967-2789. Important to remember that. In other states where the same thing happened with these false electoral votes, the electors are facing criminal charges. But Wisconsin AG Josh Call so far is declining to say what the Department of Justice is going to do. Last week, CNN reported Kenneth Chesbro. I know it's Chesbro, but I like to call him Cheesebro because I think it fits. An attorney who led the nationwide fake electors plan is cooperating with Wisconsin investigators. Do we think that the attorney general here will do anything?
You think the cheese is cutting a deal?
I think the cheese is cutting a deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're going to be a whole lot of trouble.
I get to annoy Greg in person today. This is very exciting.
Happy birthday to me.
Joe McClear checking in on the live stream. Jerks like LeMahieu and Voss are going to continuously point to a blue sky and insist to their base that it is plaid. Many in the base are going to nod and clap. It's up to us to peel off the ones who can no longer stand the lies. Thanks a lot for that, Joe.
But as I'll bring up from yesterday's discussion with Melissa Garvis, there, you know, the people who think the plaid is plaid.
The sky is plaid.
You got to just, honestly, we got to be okay with saying, all right, go ahead.
Have a nice day.
Have a good day. We don't need to deal with you anymore. We're never going to get you. And if if you come to it, it's not going to be because of us. You've got to come to it on your own. Have fun. I got other people I want to talk to about this because that's where the important conversations. These individuals, I mean, they're unreasonable because they don't want to listen. They don't care.
Well, and it goes back to having some point where we have a shared reality. And I said this when Trump was running. We have to all agree that gravity exists. Let's start with gravity, and then we'll work our way out.
And some of those people do not think gravity exists.
I know, and yeah. The world is round. Okay, let's start with that.
What are you doing right now, Jane? Are you trying to get us bad letters? Please send those letters to Pat Krylow.
There you go, Civic Media. 844-967-2789. Should Bob Spindell be removed? Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining As Goes Wisconsin.
Good morning. Yes, absolutely should be removed because I am tired of all the corruption in this state. I'm tired of the corruption prevailing. And what kind of a message are we sending the other states? Oh, yeah, corruption is fine in Wisconsin. So if you want to be a corrupt senator, move to Wisconsin and become one here. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It will be interesting to see what happens, Cindy. Like Dan mentioned, there is growing pressure, but we've seen over and over and over again from a number of Wisconsin Republicans, it's just like, I don't care. We're not going to do it. Na-na-na-na.
Because there are no consequences anymore. There just aren't. You can exist in your world, and what's the most going to happen? They get voted out of office? Even Robin Voss squeaked by. And we talked about this too. You know, whether he doesn't run again or he just quits altogether, I think his days his days in Madison are numbered. Anything he knows that.
For Robin Voss?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so, too. And I think that's why he wanted to set up that sweet deal where UW-Whitewater gets money so we can ensure that more college kids will go there so he can continue renting out to his college renters.
Are you suggesting that Robin Voss might not totally be above board on these negotiations and might be occasionally self-serving as a public servant?
I believe I am implying that, Dan Schaefer.
Are you accusing him of nefarious behavior?
Acting in his own.
I'm going to do my Trump impression. This is the first time of hearing of this. First time I'm hearing of this possibility.
I don't even know who Robin Voss is.
For the first time.
I don't even know the guy. 844-967-2789. I see you on the lines. Please hold on. We're going to come back to this. I just want to point out that Bob Spindell gave advice to members of the Green Party when they couldn't get on the presidential ballot in 2020. He also regularly claims the commission unfairly excluded Kanye West from the 2020 ballot because of a missed filing. He also said that after the 2022 midterm, Spindell bragged in a letter to Milwaukee area Republicans about being successful in suppressing the black vote in Milwaukee. So that's who we're talking about. Stay with us. Stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the Shaw, WAUK, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you, you've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matt-Mayer in for Kristen Bride, joined in studio by Dan Schaefer and Greg Bach. Calvin is on the board, and you can always join us. You can call and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. And I highly recommend you watch the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You never know what spontaneous dance moves might break out at any moment.
If Calvin keeps on playing Michael McDonald, then the dancing will never stop.
The dancing
he's an American treasure.
I thought you were about to bust into some karaoke there. Belt out some Michael.
All right, we're talking about whether or not Bob Spindell should be removed from his position on the Wisconsin Elections Commission after essentially the fake electors said, yep, we tried to overthrow the election. That was naughty.
Oops.
Oops.
Oopsie doodles.
Oopsie.
Sorry about that.
There is some growing pressure to have Spindell removed. Devin Lemahue says that's not going to happen. Our own Senator Ron Johnson appearing last night on CNN talking to Caitlin Collins. This is what he had to say about removing Spindell.
They were going to court. They had $2.4 million on the line in damages if they lost this case at trial.
I realize Democrats have used the civil courts to harass these poor individuals. It's unfortunate. It's a travesty. But that's what Democrats do. They view politics as a blood sport. It was unfortunate. These folks did nothing different than what many Democrats have done in many states throughout
our history. They certainly did, Senator. I mean, there were multiple slates of fake electors, including in your home state. They're acknowledging that they were playing a role in trying to improperly overturn the election. That's what they said.
They got themselves out of a nuisance lawsuit. They agreed to get to settle a nuisance lawsuit that never should have been brought.
So you think it's fine that someone...
It's a harassment lawsuit. It's a travesty of justice.
You think it's fine that someone who tried to overturn a legitimate election is still on a board.
Democrat electors have done that repeatedly. Democrats have done.
Which
Democrats
one?
Have done the same thing.
In Wisconsin,
never tried
there's
to
been
criminalize
fake
it.
Slates of electors.
No, it's happened in different states. I didn't come prepared to give you the exact states, but it's happened repeatedly. Just go check the books.
Which books?
I mean, there have been alternate slates of electors by Democrat electors in our history. Again, this wasn't what this interview is going to be about. I'll come and I'll provide you the information, but I'm
okay,
absolutely
I look forward
about
to
that.
I look forward to your office sending that information. We'll publish it
if it's
accurate.
That.
I want to say this right now. After every single election, anytime there is any sort of mistake with voting, someone filed incorrectly, someone dropped the wrong ballot, did any tiny thing, the Republicans lose their mind. And they point at this person, and it is 48 hours of news in a 24-hour news cycle. If there was even one fake elector that was a liberal, I think the right-wing media would melt into its core. So don't tell me, Ron Johnson, as Dan, you said on Twitter this morning, our senior senator from Wisconsin, that this happens all the time. You are a liar.
I think you make a really good point. If this was happening with such regularity, then why haven't we heard about it? That makes no sense to me.
And also to Greg's point, if the parties were flipped here, yeah, right? If we had the R and the D flipped, there would be new talk radio stations invented within the hour to harness the outrage. The outrage from those stations could power southeastern Wisconsin.
You're probably not wrong. Joe from Appleton is joining us on the line. Thank you for your patience. Joe, what do you want to say?
No problem, gang. I don't think you guys are being pessimistic enough, so I thought I'd call it.
Oh, good. Add some pessimism, Joe.
So what we got with Johnson lying on CNN, what we got with LeMahieu just basically saying, oh, no, he didn't engage in a plot to overturn the election even after he admitted that he did, is, okay, what can we do about it? Greg, you said there needs to be consequences. Well, we like to say that we're a nation of laws. We're not. We are, at our core, a nation of people. And you know that because if you look in the law books, what word is strewn about all the time? The word reasonable or reasonably. We require, as a society, our citizens to be reasonable. But what happens when a big enough chunk just says, nah, we're going to collapse? We're not going to agree on gravity. We're not going to agree that the sky is blue. We're not going to agree that Johnson's lying. We're not going to agree that LeMahieu is just spinning Spindell's words. It doesn't really matter if enough people all just get together and say, no, 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 reality's not a thing. So if things don't turn around, we're in deep trouble.
Thank you, Joe. Really appreciate you
calling. You totally brought the pessimism,
well,
man. Thanks, Joe. You delivered.
And I thought I was the one supplying the pessimism and the cynicism. I appreciate the fluff there, Joe.
We had to get some outside contracting.
Exactly.
It's a fine line between being a realist and a pessimist.
It's true.
No doubt. Thanks for calling, Joe. Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. Good morning, Stephen. We got just a couple of minutes. What did you want to say?
So this is what I heard from Ron Johnson's CNN interview, and correct me if I'm wrong. Basically, what he said is it's a travesty of justice that the Democrats called us out on trying to illegally overturn the election. And us as Americans and as Wisconsinites should be outraged that the Democrats would do such a horrible thing as try to hold the Republicans accountable that try to falsely overturn an election. Is that what I'm hearing from Ron Johnson? Because that's what I got out of what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Other than the usual bile and BS he pushes out of his face. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Also want to note one other thing about Johnson and this fake electors plot. One of the people that he's talking about who was, you know, one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin is somebody that he later hired to be on his campaign staff last year. So a woman by the name of Pam Travis.
Ron Johnson hired.
So she was one of the 10 fake electors. And then after that, Johnson went on to hire her to his campaign staff. When he's talking about, oh, these poor people, he's talking about somebody he hired.
And it's who's getting paid.
And
I'm
who's
assuming.
Into it. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Stephen,
yeah.
Thank you so much for your call. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee. Thank you, Karina, for hanging on. What do you want to say real quickly?
I just want to say that it's pretty straightforward to me. There is the numbers which shows which human being is won, okay? No matter what is it winning for. So people who say it's not true have to be turned around and asked to leave. To leave a government because they think that not them working for government, but the government is their place to explore with free money for their own self-serving. And this is just wrong. It had to be done long time ago. Those people have to be excused from their positions because they're already there for no good reason.
Thank you, Karina. We really appreciate it. We are coming up. We have the news on the way. Stay with us. We'll keep this going just a little bit when we come back, and then we are going to recombobulate with the one and only Dan Schaefer. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
CBS News brief. A publicist for Emmy-winning 61-year-old actor Andre Brower says Brower died Monday after a short illness.
Oh, I'm fully freaking out. I've just experimented with an unfamiliar acronym in public. BRB, what does it even mean?
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came to Washington to ask for more aid. But House Speaker Mike Johnson wanted to talk about security at the southern border.
We've had more illegal crossings at the border than in any entire year during the Obama administration. The American people see this. They feel it acutely. They see all the terrible societal ills that come from this.
The Arizona Supreme Court has heard arguments for and against reinstating an 1864 law that bans all abortions. Carol Tobias leads the National Right to Life Committee.
160 years ago, the people in Arizona, and I would argue the rest of the country, believed that unborn children were members of the human family and should be protected.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin property taxes are expected to see its largest increase since the Great Depression next year, though most homeowners probably won't feel it. That's according to the nonpartisan research group, the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The total property tax jump will come out to almost 5%, but two state tax credits included in this year's state budget will bring down how much homeowners actually pay. All three of Wisconsin's veterans' homes are getting federal grants through the state to hire nurses and keep them on the job. The grants to the long-term care homes in King, Union Grove, and Chippewa Falls add up to almost $733,000. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin has been losing nurses at almost twice the rate as the rest of the country. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the right bower for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 21. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 36. Lows around 25 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah, freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is...
In the breast
Breaking breast.
Like
breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. So happy to have you along. Want to remind you, we have a new show in the morning. Our friend Pam Yonke.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke every weekday morning, 5 a.m. You can catch her in Richland Center, Racine, and in Amory.
Amory.
My favorite place I've never been.
We got all sorts of new shows. It's great.
We do. It really is great. Dan Schaefer is with me. Greg Bach in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party!
Talking about growing calls for Bob Spindell to be removed from the Elections Commission after he essentially admitted along with the other 10 fake electors, right? That, yeah, we tried to overthrow the election. Whoops.
Yeah, oops. Oopsie. Tried to overturn the election. Sorry about that. Actually, yeah. Not sorry about that. He has not apologized
You're
for
right.
any of that.
There has not been.
You know, it is strange. You think about, like, the structure of these things, right? He's an appointee from the Republicans' majority leader in the state Senate. But there is no mechanism in the Wisconsin Elections Commission to remove anybody other than by that one individual who has that appointment to remove them. So I was looking through Sarah Godlewski's statement yesterday to say, like, okay, can she call for him to resign? Can there be, like, a legislative vote
action,
or something?
Right.
Like, what's the actual mechanism
right.
to remove him? And it's just Lemahieu.
That's it.
That's it. It's one person who's given the power to make this appointment and one person to essentially rescind it. And given that he reappointed Spindell to this commission after he participated in the plot to overturn the election, doesn't think anything's going to change.
Well,
it's the pessimism of the reality of
the pessimism of the reality. I'd listen to that happen, band.
Yeah.
Jack from Merrimack checking in on the text line. This is the arrogance of the Republican legislature. No matter what they do or don't do, for 13 years there have been no consequences with the voters because of the egregious gerrymandering. Spindell, an admitted criminal, won't be removed because the Republicans just don't care about anything but keeping or stealing power by any means that they can.
And that's the overarching theme we've been revisiting this entire time since we got on the air this morning. There are no consequences. There just are none. I'm not saying throw them in jail forever. I'm saying give them a fine, take away their job, take away their ability to work in that industry. Like, there's nothing. They just get to sit there and go, yeah. And as you meant, there's no apology. There's absolutely no sense of remorse for what you've done. And so why, like, what stops him from doing it again and again and again?
Well, fair maps might actually help.
Oh, you mean the liberal media's way of trying to make sure freedom doesn't freedom all over our faces?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. 844-967-2789. Sharky from Racine. Good morning, Sharky. Thanks for joining As Goes Wisconsin.
Good morning, Jane. Thank you for a great program. You know, going back to Johnson days, when it was the Johnson, 1918, his tour to Moscow with his group. So I call him Moscow Johnson.
Yep.
Then we shouldn't be surprised with Mr. Johnson. He says one of his staffers was molested, and that resulted in the molestation of two more staffers up in Washington, D.C. I mean, this guy, how does he show his face? And on top of that situation, I'm hearing that this illegal situation before the vote, there was actually the secret location. I believe it was in Madison. I don't know if they had the situation in Madison with the actual false voters. But they were armed guards. They were bragging about how they had armed guards. What is this? I mean, and so, you know, I'm pretty sure that's what was spoken, that they had guys that were patrolling the actual hall where these guys were making this decision to pull the election. And what's next? What's next? Well, you can see what's next. Yeah. Here we sit.
Thank you, Sharky. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Yeah, it's not good. And again, I think Wisconsinites don't like people who cheat.
Apparently we do, though, Jane. Apparently we love them. Apparently we let them have power.
I think we don't. And I think that's why the turnout for Justice Janet was so enormous. It wasn't the only the overturn of Dobbs that got people out to the polls. I really believe it's the issue of fair maps. And we're just seeing a little bit more clearly now how they can behave like this because of those maps. There is no pressure for them to respond or do what's in their constituents' best interest. There just isn't.
It gets back to accountability.
Yes.
It's the same thing that, you know, it's so hard to bring accountability to members of the Wisconsin State Legislature, whether it's Devin LeMahieu appointing a fake electors to the Wisconsin Elections Commission,
yeah,
or go down the list of anything that's happened in the state legislature over the past year or so, or decade or so, or 12 years now since they've held the levers of power in that incredibly important branch of government. And so I think accountability was such a big part of what that Wisconsin Supreme Court election is.
Yes.
And is what voters want to see. Perhaps if we have some new maps for next year, that would be a real opportunity to bring accountability to the Republican controlled Wisconsin state legislature in a way that we haven't seen in a generation.
Absolutely.
In Wisconsin.
And we've talked before about this. It's not like I don't want there to be a heavily gerrymandered Democratic map. I just want it to be fair. I want it to be a fair fight for the first time in 12 years.
Yeah. I was at this panel discussion in Madison a couple of weeks ago. And it had, you know, people who were involved in this redistricting case were both on the panel. So Jeff Mandel from Law Forward and Rick Essenberg from the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty, were both on this panel, and they were going back and forth, you know, about the redistricting, and the other Republican on the panel had this incredulous tone of, oh, you just want to make it so the Democrats can do it. And Mandel really pushed back on that, saying, no, we don't want, you know, spiral map of just taking a piece of Madison and pulling it out through the rest of that's not what people want.
No.
We want to actually have a legislature that reflects the state of Wisconsin and is able to, and if there is, you know, an opportunity to do so, to be able to bring accountability, to change the majority, which is not currently the case under current maps. And so I think that's such a key part of that, too. It's just like, you don't want to gerrymander it in favor of Democrats. You just want a fair map. We know Wisconsin's a 50-50 state.
Yes.
We know it can go either way in a lot of these elections.
Yes.
You know, we elected Tony Evers and Ron Johnson last fall, right? So it can go either way. And then nobody's contesting that Ron Johnson won that election either. So, you know.
Well, and going back to that, it has always, always blown my mind that all of these Republicans who were on the same ballot as Donald Trump, they won their elections,
right,
and he lost his. So if it was a fake, then their wins should be discounted, right?
Yeah, they never wanted to investigate their own victories, their own elections.
If you follow it logically,
yeah,
that would be, if it was a bogus election, then you didn't win your office either, and we start over. Texter from Waukesha, listening on WAUK, he only committed sedition. What's one or two felonies? No big deal. Yeah. Well, again, we will see.
Nuisance court issue. referred to it as a nuisance lawsuit.
Nuisance
just a speeding
lawsuit.
Ticket. You know?
A speeding ticket, exactly. Dan Schaefer is here with us in studio. Greg Bach also, and Calvin on the board. Normally, we will be recombobulating. So let's look back at some of your biggest stories from the last year from the recombobulation area. Dan, by the way, I highly suggest that you subscribe.
It's not that expensive.
It's not
people.
That expensive, and it's award winning, and you really do an excellent job.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the kind words, but I will add to that. It now is a great time to subscribe, especially if you get a full year subscription, because that will get you every piece of content we publish now through the 2024 election. And as you know, we're talking about gerrymandering, we're talking about the state legislature. The last couple election cycles, for those who are unfamiliar, I go through and preview every last race on the ballot in the Wisconsin state legislature. I think the elections in the Wisconsin state legislature this year are going to be pretty interesting ones.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be providing a whole lot of coverage of that. So you're going to want to subscribe now so you get the coverage of, you know, everything that's happening through the spring election cycle that we're just about to jump into.
Going
to
be here before you know it.
Through the primaries, the RNC in my home city of Milwaukee.
Oh, Lord.
And everything through the 2024 election. So now's a great time to get that subscription. $50 gets you the full year, $5 a month. Not too bad.
It's so worth it.
And gift it for a friend.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. Makes a great holiday gift. The gift of recombobulation.
There you go. There you go.
And for people, again, who are not as deep into this as most of us are, it's wonderful to have one place to go to where you can see what's going on in your district specifically. Who is running? What are their positions? Mm-hmm. What stances? What have been their prior votes? That's a really, really useful thing to go back to.
Yeah, it's a lot of research that I put into it, but it's, you know, the last time it won a Milwaukee Press Club Award for Public Service Journalism. So,
that's,
you know,
I'm
pretty proud of that. And so I think, you know, going into this election cycle, if we have new maps, you know, there's the potential. I don't know if it's as likely, but the potential of all not only just all 99 seats in the assembly that are on the ballot every 2 years, but there's a chance that all 33 state Senate districts could be on the ballot as well, because that was part of the Law Forward redistricting lawsuit as well. So we'll have to see. You know, we're kind of in limbo right now for that redistricting suit. You know, when I was at that panel a couple of weeks ago, they said a ruling could come within the next 2 weeks, and we are kind of in that window.
Towards that now.
And then I talked to Jeff Mandel afterwards, quoted in a piece I wrote at the Recombobulation Area. He thinks at very least a ruling will come by mid-January. So as I wrote earlier this year about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, it was a seismic shift in Wisconsin state politics. This would be the earthquake. This would be what's shaking the ground. And I think as those fundamentals change, as everything in the Wisconsin state legislature changes, that's going to have ramifications that go all the way from the bottom of the ticket to the top.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an absolutely fascinating election cycle in the state of Wisconsin. So subscribe. Stay up to date.
Absolutely. And the other thing, please, folks, myvotewi.gov is the most useful website. All you have to do is plug in your address, or even I think it's just your zip code, and every single elected official that represents you is listed there, including their phone numbers. And we have learned by talking to Todd Albo that if you call your representative and it has to be yours, it can actually make a difference. It can actually cut through.
Participation is power.
Yes, it is. They need to know that we're watching them.
Be nice to the person you're on the phone with.
Absolutely.
They're not the elected official you don't like.
No, absolutely. We got a couple minutes. I loved your column about Robin Voss and his vacations.
That was one of your Recombobulation Area favorites
of the
year?
That was one of my favorites, that was just a couple of weeks ago.
That's when we got to see Mad Dan. You were passionate.
I was fired up.
You were fired up. I was like, I think he's going to pound the table soon.
But that was quite something to find out that Robin Voss, when they called this special election about child care.
The special session.
And then all of these child care providers from all over the state drove to Madison. And Robin Voss was in Rio de Janeiro with some legislator group.
Yeah, it's the so he was out there with the National Conference of State Legislatures.
Oh, what a fun group.
You know, Wisconsin. I believe part of what we pay into is dues into that organization, every state
you
does.
Do.
Robin Voss is the past president of that organization, president emeritus. Really, I'm sure it says a lot about this organization if they are willing to make Robin Voss the president of their organization.
And all the fine work they do.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And holding a leadership conference in Rio de Janeiro. So, yeah, I did a public records request for the speaker's calendar for that week of the special session, because I thought it was curious that he wasn't quoted in any of the stories, and he wasn't at the Capitol when people were coming down to meet their legislators who were supposed to, supposed to come down and debate the issues. But he was in Rio at a 5-star resort.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I'm working all
and we paid for it.
Working all the time, you guys. He was working the whole time. All right, stay with us. The Packers, they lost. Life goes on. We'll kick that around. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. I need you to recombobulate me. Won't somebody recombobulate me?
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Dan Schaefer, Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you can always tune in, join us, text or call at 844-967-2789. And just a reminder, if you're going to be on the road or flying this holiday season, you want to download the Civic Media app. It is not only free.
Free?
It is not only free, Greg Bach.
What?
But you can call and text directly from the app, and you can download your favorite podcasts and take them with you on vacation.
I didn't tell you this, but I am going to New Zealand for Christmas.
Nice.
But I want to still listen to all of my favorite Civic Media shows.
As one does.
What do? I just download an app and I can listen to the shows I like?
For free.
For free?
So go to your favorite app place and download the Civic Media app. I'm not going to say it's going to change your life, but it certainly isn't going to make it worse.
It'll make it easier.
It may change your life. It may change your life.
Never write taglines for products.
Right. It may not make your life better, but it won't make it worse.
Nike shoes. Your ankles will hurt, but dude, you're old.
Okay, the Packers lost last night to the New York Giants, 24-22. I was hearing different things as I was driving in to work this morning. Some people are all gloom and doom, and who's the guy everybody wants fired now?
My mom?
Probably Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator.
Kilberry! What?
They really should have won this game. They had so many opportunities to win this game, but they and they took the lead with about a minute or so to go and immediately gave up like 50 yards to, you know, the Giants' third string quarterback, Tommy DeVito.
Ooh.
Which what a game he had. This
I didn't realize he was third
string. Yeah, Giants were down to their third string quarterback. They're not having a particularly good season, but this guy Tommy DeVito came in a couple weeks ago. He's now won 3 games in a row.
Oh my gosh.
Before he became the starter, there was a report saying he still lived with his mother in New Jersey. And who made him pasta and chicken cutlets. So they were calling him Tommy Cutlets for a while. And of course, the legend
Tommy
continues.
Tommy Cutlets over here. Why'd you throw me the ball? I can run a pass play. This is fine. You're a good football player.
And they kept showing his family. They looked like they were straight out of The Sopranos in the crowd
funny.
In New Jersey at MetLife Stadium and out there. And so, yeah, it's kind of embarrassing for the Packers that they couldn't put the clamps on Tommy
hey,
Cutlets.
Hey, when we talk about putting the clamps on, it's DeVito who does that. Tommy Cutlets here puts the clamps on you.
Do you think that Joe Barry is bad at his job?
Yeah, I think one of the stats that I saw was that they gave up 200-plus yards rushing for the fourth time this season in 13 games, which is not great. And I think, you know, there are times that Joe Barry's defense will look good, like they did against the Chiefs. Like it's kind of the design is the defense. You don't want to give up the big play. So you want to limit the big play. And Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they're always about maximizing those big plays.
Yep.
So they were able to limit those big plays. But then they go the next week against, a quarterback who's not really maybe able to deliver those big plays, but able to, you know, really run the ball, get those short passes, move the ball down the field. get the into field goal range and a time to in time to kick that game winning field goal, which was not great.
So I have a question. I don't really watch football, but one thing I have noticed on listening to everybody, I mean, Matt LaFleur, though not brand new, he's relatively new to the organization. You've got a brand new quarterback. You've got all these players. Why is anyone entertaining the idea of firing the coordinator when he's working with new people? Like, I guess to me, it's like this first season, everyone, I felt like everyone said it's not a wash, but do not expect great things because we're getting it together.
It's a young team.
So why fire a guy when he may still have stuff to prove? He can still have people to work and shape them and do their thing. I mean, just that just makes sense to me. It's really hard not to go with the Tommy Cutlets type of thing. I don't understand. He's a good man. He's doing a good job. He's trying to help young men mold their minds, be good athletes.
But that's kind of what I heard, too, this morning as I was coming in, was that it's a young team. They're still developing. They're still gelling. You know, this was never going to be a Super Bowl season, Packers fans. It just wasn't.
Well, it is a season that is kind of in between, right? They want to see what they have with Love. They want to see what they have with everybody else. I guess you could perhaps say that this is the season of recombobulation for the Green Bay Packers, trying to piece everything together.
This guy over here.
But at the same time, I think you have to look at the offense and the defense a little bit differently. So I think you have, you know, all these young receivers, Jordan Love in his first season. The offense is going to need some time, and we've seen some pretty strong progress throughout the year. But at the same time, I think the defense, you know, it's not as young as the offense is. True. It's not as green as the offense is. True. In learning a lot of these things. You want to see some progress. And to have one of the stats that really popped for me, and looking back at the game last night, they had zero sacks. And to have zero sacks over the course of the game when you should have, you know, good pass rushers like Rashawn Gary, like Preston Smith, Kenny Clark, you know, you should be able to put more pressure on a quarterback who's very new to being a starting quarterback in the NFL, to not have the pressure on him and not be able to sack him once over the course of the game. It's just not great. I just don't think the defense has shown enough progress under Joe Barry to maybe justify extending him on. So I think, you know, we'll have to see how the rest of the season goes. But I think the people calling for maybe a change of coordinator, they may have a point.
Well, I will take your word for it. I mean, I've always heard that defense is what wins Super Bowls.
Right.
It's not necessarily the offense. Yeah. It's the defense is what really determines the outcome. So who are they playing next?
Oh, gosh. I haven't even looked ahead at the schedule.
Do we want to look ahead?
I feel like it's not the Bears. They end the season with the Bears. While you're looking that up, we got a text from the 715 Pat listening to WGBW. Bring back Ray Rhodes. Okay. No.
There's a deep cut.
That was an 8-8 season right there. I remember that season.
That's right.
That was right after. It was before McCarthy. It was right after what's his face.
It was after Holmgren left.
Holmgren.
Before they hired Mike Sherman.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
8-8.
1999.
Well, is this gonna? Are we out of the playoffs now? Is it? We're done.
No, they still have a chance. I think like it seems like basically half the NFC has the same record at 6-7. Packers play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home next week. You know, one thing I thought of while watching this game last night is the Packers have had two of their worst losses in Monday Night Football games in Las Vegas and New York City. Perhaps the youngest team in the NFL should not be trusted in road games in Vegas and New York City. Maybe it's just a theory.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Stay close. Coming up, we have the news on the way. And a deal is a deal. Is it really? You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who means to me. I'm a loser.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio, Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS.